Why drop the ball? Happy New Year, everyone. This is Tom Harrison, founder and creator of Walk Your Why. Isn't it interesting that we usher in the new year in Times Square and around the globe by dropping the ball? I've happily gone along with this tradition all my life. Yet it dawned on me this time around that perhaps this ritual is actually an insidiously cynical commentary on what most people, most Americans at least, will actually do in 2018. Well, one of two things most of us do when we are granted the fresh slate of a new year. We make wonderful New Year's resolutions that will finally change our lives for the better. And soon after making those lofty resolutions, what do? We drop the damn ball. Bye-bye resolutions. Hello, yet another year of regret that keeps us complaining, commiserating, and contracting until the next year rolls around. And once again, we get all giggly and excited about dropping the ball. Again. Isn't it clear by now, for some of us, that the ball drop in Times Square is just a metaphor? Simply stating the truth right up front, that despite our cheery resolutions, we will once again drop the ball. This new awareness does not please me. I'm not a cynical guy. But it just seems way too true to be false. So, see this not so much as really crappy news that gives you permission to quit even sooner. Rather, please receive this news as a very important wake-up call so that you can tighten your grip on that ball and prevent that drop from ever happening. I invite you to think of it this way. Instead of dropping the ball, you will lift the sphere, your sphere of influence. You will lift your sphere of inner influence. You will lift your sphere of sacred inner influence into greater heights of impact, expanding into deeper depths of love. The days of the dropped ball are over. Sure, there will be the occasional marble that falls to the floor from time to time and might even trip us up if we're not careful. No big deal, we simply pick it up and keep moving. What matters is that from this new year forward, as we see the ball dropping in Times Square, let us know that we are done with the vicious circle of dropping the ball and are now joyfully time aware. Not just resolving, but committing. Not just committing, but acting. Not just acting, but continuing. Not just continuing, but becoming. Not just becoming, but transforming. Not just transforming, but living in a new place of gratitude. All because we stopped dropping the ball. And now we lift our sacred sphere of influence, which can't help but spill out into the world. Welcome, 2018. Here's to lifting our sacred sphere. Happy New Year and happy trails. I look forward to seeing you along the path.